This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful Friday at the New Jersey Shore.
I'm feeling good, Christine. I think we made it.
You know why you're feeling good? Because we had the karma master, the queen of energy, a amazing woman who gave me some really good advice when I was given a webinar.
There you go.
I had to go seek her out. Who's this person that is going to dare talk and give me advice? No, she's amazing. She's amazing.
It was actually not that.
No,
it was like, sweet, let me talk to her.
Yeah, I want to know who this is. And Dr. Lynn Anderson, what'd you think of her tonight?
I loved it. I loved everything about it. I'm picking up what she's putting down.
Yeah.
Right? Because we always say there's so much more to this than just fitness. There's so much more to this even than just nutrition and eating well and things like that. Although those are the two major things, is movement and eating well, that we do talk about during the phone the conversation today. Dr. Lynn is a naturopath. She's a yoga teacher. She's a lifestyle medicine expert.
And she has a master's in aromatherapy and herbology and has such amazing experience traveling the world and working with people all over. And you name it, she's studied it. I think it's fascinating.
No, it's great. I mean, author and writer and, telehealth expert now. She's doing her yoga and things online. She's offering webinars and
workshops,
everything that's going on there. But, you know, really it was just a cool, calm perspective as to where we are with things right now, where we need to be, what we can do to get there. And, you know, all of it is, you know, just a bit outside the norms of what normal doctoring would look like, but that's what we need. And I really enjoyed it. I think, definitely lots of takeaways for me on this regarding, you know, peace of mind and just the cause and effect, as she says, of karma being what it really is. You know, we always look at it as like the action. And I think the judgment of karma, which is, you know, just kind of more bad karma if you look at it like that.
You know what I think of for all of you that are listening right now and are like, "Ooh, this is like woo." It's not, okay?
Oh no.
This is what I want you to, don't get thrown off by us talking about weird karma and whatnot. What is it that helps your health? And you know, she talks about health, happiness, peace is what we're out for, right? And it's the body, mind, and soul. If you don't have these in check, you're not going to have balance. Your life is going to be thrown off, and you're going to hear, you know, what type of people come to you. Well, maybe they're looking for to lose weight. Maybe they are looking to reduce stress. This is a way to maybe get your life in balance. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's exercise. What is it? And, you know, you can go to a doctor, and there's nothing wrong with Western medicine. There's a place for it. But sometimes when you sit back and think, why am I taking all these pills?
That's right.
Well, is there a way to prevent or to reduce? And this is what we're about, you know, and I say it in the podcast that, you know, the three of us, we've pretty much devoted our lives to helping people live more quality and happy and healthy lives through movement and nutrition and mental wellness.
Feeling good. So definitely check her out, drlynn.com, spelled out, so D-O-C-T-O-R, lynn.com. And she's got the information on her seminars there and workshops and everything else. But until then, listen up here and enjoy, everybody. Be well.
Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Christine, how are you?
It's like a 10 out here today. I know. At the Jersey Shore of 10 in weather.
As far as weather goes, now all summer long, we would have been the ones on the line that were saying it's hot, it's humid, it's muggy, it's uncomfortable, it's awful, it's tough to run in and exercise in and all those things. Today it's a 10. Our guest, though, is a little bit further south of us, and from the sounds of it, it's pretty warm. Dr. Lynn, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yes, it is very warm and humid here in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
Yes. You can keep it. We had it all summer long, and it was quite toasty.
I get you. I'm actually originally from Maine, So I kind of have connections up in the Northeast. So, you know, yeah, I did escape up to Maine twice already this summer for a little break from everything.
Good for you. You know what? That is one of the places, even from here going north to Maine in the summertime, is, I mean, there's a lot of people going up there. I saw at one point like four or five people that I know, just friends from the, you know, locally were in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful
time
of year up there. And that's a great place to be. So from Maine, but you were in California and then you moved to Sarasota a year ago. Like you're touching all corners here.
Yeah. Well, it's a long story. You know, I was born and brought up on an island off the coast of Maine.
Oh, cool.
And there was like 500 people. We were like a tribe, you know. I mean, everybody's doors was open, aunts, grandmothers, everybody lived near each other. You know, it was a little fishing village. And that's where I grew up.
Can I ask you what the name of that island is?
The name is Great Island.
Great Island.
And it's one of the islands that's attached to the town of Harpswell.
Okay. There's a famous run out on one of the islands off of Maine that is like has become, you have to take a boat to get there.
I knew
and
that there
race.
Was some sort
yeah,
of
no, no,
running
no, that's
something
what I was
coming up
Everything
here.
Goes back to running, Dr. Lynn. I apologize.
Yeah, I get it.
Like yoga, right? Everything relates to that.
Exactly.
All right, continue.
Well, you know, so I grew up in a very rural environment, and then I ended up like most kids in Maine. Let me back up a little bit. I found myself as a single mother. I had two children, and I decided, you know, I was in my 20s, and in your 20s, you think you can do anything. And of course, I thought, well, okay, I can work part-time, go to school full-time, raise two kids, and I can get a 4.0. I can do this. Mm-hmm. So I went back to school and attempted to do it. And I did get through. That was my undergraduate. I then went on to get a PhD and my ND, you know, other things. But I did end up doing that. And while I was in my undergraduate work, I took what's called a gut course, because you try to take something that's either a pass-fail, because I was carrying a really heavy load and I was, you know, I'm a type A personality, so I really wanted that 4.0. So I ended up taking this class, which was anatomy, physiology, anesthesiology, and it had a fitness part to it that you had to either run or you had to do this new thing, which was called aerobic dance, which probably wasn't going to be around very long, or a little yoga, you know. So I ended up taking this class, and I fell in love with it. You know, it was just like, this is what I love to do. But we're going back now almost 40 years. You know, I'm showing my age here. But at that time, it was very hard to make, you know, you couldn't support a family in the fitness business. I mean, this was something that people did part-time. You know, you had part-time classes. So I was in the real estate, the commercial real estate business. I was the marketing director for a big a development company. And then I would get up at like 5:30 in the morning and go teach a class. And then I go teach a class at night so that I could have a free membership to the gym because I couldn't afford a membership, you know, because I was busy, you know, raising the kids and I had a house and everything. So I ended up getting involved in that. And I from there, I went and I became ACE certified, American Council on Exercise, which I proudly will state to you guys, it's almost 35 years I have remained certified through the American Council of Exercise and, you know, have taught dance. I'm spin certified. I've taught spin. I've taught yoga, of course, is my background, my big background. And I've been doing that for over 35 years nonstop. So, you know, part-time to full-time.
Amazing. Good for you. You know how many people let that certification lapse just for like one thing or the other? And it's like, you know, it's one of those things you let it go. It's impossible to get it back. Well, not impossible, but it's difficult because there's a reason why you probably didn't do it in the first place, and those reasons still exist, you know?
Well, you know what I found is, you know, I mean, and you guys can relate to this. I mean, anybody who has a certification, it's coming down the corner and you're going, oh, I got to take those continuing ed credits and it takes time and it's money and I've got too many other things to do. And every time I took them, I walked away going, I'm smarter, I'm better, I'm a better teacher, I've got so much more. And I would go back into the classroom and I would have people actually come up to me and say, well, nobody ever taught us that. You know, there's a reason, and I am a huge proponent of continuing education, a huge proponent. In fact, I actually had a continuing education company that provided for fitness and health professionals.
All right, so then we have to say the story, and I will vouch for you because Dr. Lynn, this is the whole connection, and this is what's so great, and this is why I'm like, I have to meet Dr. Lynn because this is so great. So there is, so I did a, what is it, just a little like workshop or session or what is it, webinar for IDEA, and, you know, it's kind of information. And they say to me, you know, Christine, I need you to take about, you know, 16 hours of information and you only have about 50 minutes. And I'm like, wait, what? Yes, we'd like you to take the 16 hours of what you've done into 50 minutes. And, you know, you want to make sure you don't focus on one thing. You want to hit everything just very superficially. And I'm sitting here like, okay, all right, this is, if I don't say things, people are going to criticize me. If I do focus on something, that's going to be, you know, too narrow. And people are going to say, I don't, you know, she's probably not covering enough when in this deep course. So I'm, you know, I'm a little bit nervous about taking this normal, you know, 15 hours into this for IDEA. And there's thousands of people registered. And I'm like, okay, this is, all right, this should be a really good thing. And everyone got me all freaked out and pumped up and whatnot. And, you know, I'm a little nervous and I'm going a little faster and I'm trying to hit all my points. And it was fine. It was fine. It did the job, right? And what was hysterical is that, you know, you get feedback of this, that, a lot of people asking questions. And an email came across and it was super nice. It was by this woman named Dr. Lynn. And it was like, you know, it was great information. I really enjoyed it. But she was talking so quickly. It was like she's firing information at me. And you know what? It would be great if, you know what? She just needs to take a deep breath sometimes.
I agree.
And it was so great because that's me. That's what happens sometimes to myself, to other people. And I'm like, this is great. I'm like, who is this Dr. Lynn? Who is this? And so, of course, I look and I'm like, wow, look at her background. Look at the. And I said, honestly, anyone who is going to reach out and say, you know, I'm like, I want to talk to, because that's what life is about. It's who is this? What are they doing? What's their background? Because you acknowledge constructive criticism. And I love the fact that it was like, I don't know this woman, but you know what? She is right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was great because I wrote back to you and I'm like, hey, you know, who are you and what's going on? And I appreciate your feedback and here's this. And that's what I love, the fact that you can start those conversations, because many people I don't care if, you know, you're talking about fitness or your other jobs or anything. Someone says something and they get so defensive and they get so angry and they, and I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Dr. Lynn, my sister, I've had the same conversation with her.
Well, you know, Christine, it's many, many times, you know, as I said, I've been around for a long time and I will tell you some of the best things that happened to me was when someone would come up and give me constructive criticism. Right. I've had the other kind of criticism. Oh, yeah. I know what that one is. Mm-hmm. But the constructive criticism always came from a place where that person thought, they would look at me and say, you're really good. You've got a lot of information. You've really got this stuff together. If you could just tweak it here and there. And mm-hmm. every time I did that, I was a better person. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's, but just understand there is a difference between constructive and destructive. Destructive we don't need. We get that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, you were not destructive. Otherwise, there would be a different story, and you may not be a guest on the show, Dr.
I don't think I'd be here today. Yeah. But you're a smart lady, and you had some great information, and I was really thrilled to be able to take it. So thank you so much.
Like you said before about continuing education, that you are still coming on webinars. You're still learning. You're still absorbing, you know, what's the new science out there. And that in and of itself, I wish everyone would take advantage of. There's so much free information out there, too. Not just, you know, I have to pay for this or attend this 2-day workshop in Guam and whatnot. It's use it. And that's what is so important. So what now, take us on a little journey. You're in Maine. You're getting your degrees. Life is absolutely insane. I have a shirt on today that says chaos coordinator. That's I get it. We all get it. Now, I grew up in a household that the same idea. And it's, again, it has to be just generational where fitness is a hobby and it wasn't always, you know, like.
We still hear it all the time, though.
Right. It's that needs to end. But where did you go from here? Yes, you love it. Yes, this is fun and you want to do this, but how do you go into full force and support everything that you're doing?
Well, I went back to school to get a I have a master's in aromatherapy and herbology, and then I went on to get my PhD or ND and PhD there. Kind of a combination in naturopathy. So I became a naturopathic doctor. And along the way with that, I also have been for over 30 years been studying karma. I've been yoga and karma yoga. I'm a karma master. I've been teaching, writing. I've been published for over the years. And it just sort of evolved that my naturopathic practice and my yoga teaching combined together. And so it was students going back and forth. You know, my yoga students would come to see Dr. Lynn, the doctor, you know, and my patients who would come to see me as the doctor would come to my yoga class because I would say to them, well, you need to do some exercise too. So the two, it synergized together. And then there was just a point in my life where, you know, I had my children were grown and on their own and doing well. And I took the big leap and said, you know what, I had to let go of all of the extra work things I was doing and concentrate on this. And this has been my path. That's how I got here.
So what exactly, how would you describe yourself to people now? People come to you for what? What are they looking for? What are they seeking?
Most people who come to me are seeking peace of mind, and I would say they are seeking that more than, you know, they may come with, you know, I'm weight is an issue. A lot of people come with, I have a weight issue, I'm not sleeping, I'm, you know, stressed out, whatever it is. But really, when you kind of boil it down, you know, a naturopath, our philosophy is that you have to address body, mind, and soul. You can't address one without the other, or you don't have balance. So we work on all three. And ultimately, I mean, what are we all looking for? We're looking for health, happiness, and peace. Mm. You've got those three things, you got it all. That's what I think people are looking for mostly. Now, can I give that to them? No, I cannot give that to them. I can teach them and give them tools. But as you both know, you know, motivation is not something you can give someone.
Right.
You can teach until the expression goes blue in the face. And if a person doesn't pick up and run with it, that's you're just speaking in the air.
So as each of your patients, clients, however we, you know, we refer to them, I'm sure in the yoga world, they're clients. And, you know, when they come to you for, as a doctor, they're patients. What are some of the things, I mean, obviously experiments of one and everybody's an individual and you're going to come in and address, you know, everybody's needs individually. What are some of the things that you, where do you take them first? What are some of the, like the, you know, the low hanging fruit, the easy stuff that, you can kind of get out of the way and kind of open their eyes to, the way you do things?
Well, primarily it usually always begins with diet. Diet and exercise, that's kind of the groundwork. You know, people can really get their hands around that kind of stuff. They can understand it and you can kind of explain. You don't have to get too sciencey. You can kind of explain to them why they should be doing exercise and diet. So I go through trying to balance things out that way, looking at what they're doing in their lifestyle. So that would be where we would begin. And then depending upon how much deeper they want to go into, you know, I've gone into regressions with people. I've gone into, I've been heard stories and things that, you know, are quite amazing, quite amazing. So, you know, that's kind of where it begins. I mean, you know, like things like aromatherapy, herbology, deep yoga therapy, those things are a little esoteric to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I started out teaching yoga, I mean, you had to be really careful that you didn't mention spirituality,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't do any, God forbid you did a chanting, you know, I mean, you had to be really, really careful how you taught things because it was seen, some people saw that as a religion, which it's not, you know, so you had to be really, really careful with what you did. And also in naturopathy, and I'm sure you guys will appreciate this. I mean, when I first started, I was a quack. That's what they called us, quacks.
Right.
You know, it's the quacky person who's over there mixing up these little herbs and stuff, you know. And what's amazing to me is everything that we were teaching people is now mainstream.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I'm no longer a quack, but I was a quack back then.
Yeah, not a real doctor, you know, despite the degree
they,
hanging
on
the
wall. I
thought
they called it a witch.
Well, yeah.
Yes, they
same
do.
Thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's witchcraft. Yeah. And you're like,
yes.
Not really.
I have such a funny perspective. Dr. Lin, my mother is a yoga instructor for years and, you know, owned her own yoga studio for years and years. She's also a social worker. So it was like this wicked combo of like feelings and stretching and exercising and yoga pants like way before when they were just tights. Now they're yoga pants. But, I was like, you know, I just kind of thought that was normal and like everything was into it. So, I just thought that was kind of the way that it was.
I wish you would have met Carol.
But the perspective, I do understand, you know, that there is that perspective of less than a real doctor or less than, you know, even a real trainer, a fitness trainer from a yoga's perspective. And, it's so far from the truth because we know that you heal. We know that people like you have the ability to help people live longer, better, healthier, happier and healthier lives. It's pretty funny, but I got to feel, like you said, it's now mainstream, which has got to be good for you.
It is good. I get a few chuckles here and there sometimes when I read things and think, oh, I could not have even mentioned that before, you know, and that I can freely say that now. But you know what? I'm really glad that it's more mainstream now and it's not seen as quackery because science tells us there is nothing that will rebuild the body, rejuvenate the body, except for nutrition. I mean, that's the fuel the body operates on. It doesn't operate on chemicals. So you have to feed the body. That's what heals it and gives it its strength and its vitality. And we also need to exercise and move the body. So those things are really important. And I'm glad that we have so much information out there on nutrition and exercise. Those two are, you know, they're the foundation.
So let's go forward now. What is it that people come to you and do? Are you, obviously, we've been through a pandemic, and are you mostly Zooming? Are you doing anything in person? What's happening?
Well, I had, I was, and I always say that I'm the fortunate one. I had the most wonderful students in the world in Los Angeles. I mean, I was just, it was my privilege to go and teach to them every time. You know, it wasn't, that's how I looked at it. And when I was moving, I was so heartbroken because I was going to have to tell everybody and leave. Well, you know, sometimes, and I believe this, out of every tragedy, there's always an opportunity. And COVID came along and I moved and everybody in the, on the West Coast, everybody in the country was locked down. So I hit Florida. I put a little studio in my house. I figured out how to do Zoom. I got in touch with all my students and here we are over a year later. I have Zoom classes. I have four classes I teach a week over Zoom. And then I teach workshops. In fact, I have a workshop coming up on burnout, which is a big thing that people are coming to now, and natural ways to heal from burnout. But that's what's happened to me. I'm now a Zoom teacher, and I've got new clients coming all the time.
I love that topic, burnout. Tell me, tell us about, man, you know, without, tease it, with, tease it.
Yeah, tease it without giving it away.
Yeah, no, like Christine said, take 16 minutes and boil it down, or, you know, 16 hours. Give it to us, stick it in a microwave and go.
Okay.
But you can, you can breathe, though, Dr. Lynn. You're allowed to take deep breaths.
Thank you. The title is Burnout, It Happens to All of Us. And that's the whole essence of this whole thing. And I hope people come to this because, you know, what happens when people get burnt out, and burnt out is not, being burnt out is not stress. Stress leads to burnout. That's a little clue there. But when people are experiencing burnout, which we are all experiencing these days, everybody tends to think it's only me. It's only me. And it is a we shame ourselves. We're afraid to reach out. And so my idea is to open this up and say, hey, it happens to everybody. And guess what? Dr. Lynn gets burnt out. I know what it feels like. And here's what I do. And here's how to deal with it. And, you know, hopefully catch it at the what I call the micro burnout before we go to the macro burnout. And that's what this is all about. And giving them different things that they can do, whether it, you know, diet, exercise, and certain things that they can do to heal and prevent, because prevention is the key.
That's right.
Yeah.
Burnout's a lot like dehydration, you know? If you only drink when you're thirsty, it's too late.
Yes.
You know, it's like, and there's so much of it. I don't care. I mean, every profession of, you know, I work with builders sometimes in a health coaching perspective, you know, just clients and they're burnt out, and teachers, forget about it, they're burnt out. And, you know, even like the my colleagues and things in fitness, you know, you see it from them too. You know, so a lot of them are tired of Zoom, and, you know, they want to get back to the way things are. Maybe their clients aren't ready to get back to the way things are because they're burnt out. I mean, we're all burnt out on the COVID and things like that, but it's just, it's, you know, that's a pandemic in itself.
Absolutely. And it's important. And that's why I keep emphasizing it happens to everybody. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
It happens to us. It doesn't mean you're weak. It just means, you know, I know you guys know this. I've talked to a couple clients about this. You know, I'll go scrolling, you know, I scroll, that's how I read the news, and I'll scroll and they'll tell me, Delta's under control, the pandemic, you can get out and start to, and then I'll scroll down and, oh my God, Delta's going to kill you, you know, and it's like you're whipsawed around and everybody is exhausted from this. And so I'm hoping if in this, it's about a little less than 90 minutes, you know, there's a little bit of a yoga in there too, that the person can walk away with just one thing. And if they walk away with, hey, you know, if I'm feeling down and I'm feeling exhausted, you know what? Other people are feeling that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just have to take care of myself now. It's important.
Tell us again when that is so we can.
That is, it's on Sunday the 19th. I believe it's the 19th. It's Sunday the 19th. And anyone can go to my website, which is www.drlynn.com. And there's a place to sign up there. And just, it's $5 to sign up. I mean, you know, that's less than, you know, a Starbucks coffee. And I do that because, you know what? I would rather have people come. It's just not about making money. I do have to cover my costs, but it's really more about putting that energy out there and making sure that everybody has access to this.
Amazing.
Speaking of energy, I am intrigued by the fact that you said you were a karma master.
Yes, I am. I am
please,
a karma master.
Please, I have so many questions, but please tell us, me, our listeners, I'm being selfish, what is that? Because I am fascinated with that whole idea of you put positive out there in the world, you're going to get it back. I love energy. Mm-hmm. I love the whole, I don't know, I started when I was in high school reading, you know, different books about energy, and some people think, oh, this is like, woo, this is weird. But as you know, I've been around a couple decades or so, and I really think that there is something to it. What is a karma master?
Well, in order to master anything, you have to learn, and you have to write, and you have to teach. That's what makes a master. And I've been doing that for 30 years. I have published 2 books on karma. I have been studying it for over 30 years and teaching it for over 25 years. And so that, as a karma master, that's really had been the underpinning of my yoga study. Karma is a misunderstood concept. You know, we think good and bad, and we think, and that indicates judgment. And karma has nothing to do with judgment. Karma is simply cause and effect. It has nothing else to do with it except cause and effect. If I come up and I punch you in the face, that's the cause, and you punch me back, that's the effect. It isn't that I came up and I'm a bad person that I punched you. I mean, you know, I mean, then you go into morals and ethics. But if I punch someone, I'm probably going to get punched back, or I'm going to get thrown in jail or whatever. But it's simply cause and effect. And we too, so many times, what we do is we put judgment on everything. And so the idea with karma is to remove judgment and start to be consciously aware of every thought, word, and deed that you do. Because we are all just energy. Life is just a cycle of energy. And when you shoot energy out, it's going to circle and come back. It's the way it is. Cause and effect.
I love that. Love, love, love talking about energy and the whole idea of people who are, what, energy vampires and
sure
and things like that. It's I go back to, you know, people have such issues with social media. I always use that as an example. And they'll say, you know, social media is so toxic and
brings me down.
And I hear all these people complaining. And I hear this and I'm like, wow, you know, my social media is really uplifting. When I go on social media, I don't feel bad about myself. There's no one complaining. Because I have chosen to put that energy to the people around me. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's the energy that you get back. It's that same positive, that sharing of something good that happened, or let me help you, the same way that you were like, this was great. Have you thought about this? That's mm-hmm. what life is about. That whole idea of, all right, if you're going to put someone down, someone's going to put you down. And then you kick over the domino. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated with that whole, you know, idea of who, you know, what are you doing? What are you putting out in the world? Because that's what mm-hmm. you're going to get back. And mm-hmm. I think some people don't realize that until it's too late, which is unfortunate.
It's very true. And if you really get down to, you know, energy, I mean, we can get into science and physics and you know, everything's energy. Everything's just waves of particles.
Right.
And what's happened is we in the physical world, the material world, those particles, I kind of explain it this way. I say, you know, there's water and there's solid and there's vapor. And what happens is if you take water and you slow down the molecules, you get something solid called ice. And that's what the material world is. It's energy, but the molecules are just moving at a slower pace. So now you see the physical world, you know, and then there's, you know, energy out there that we can't see in the vapor world. So we're all just bundles of energy that have come together. You know, it's not hocus pocus. It's not witchcraft, you know, that I'm pulling out of, you know, the air somewhere. But, and by the way, I have studied Wicca, by the way.
All right.
All right, so tell us now, between what you studied in school and whatnot. What did you, first of all, where did you study Wicca, and what was similar and what was different about that?
Okay. Well, Wicca was something that I studied a lot on my own. Did a lot of reading on my own. And then I was a master aromatherapist for a company, an international company. And as such, I traveled all over the world lecturing on aromatherapy. And I happened to stumble across a coven, which is a witch coven.
Right.
And I was very privileged to be able to come in and spend some time with them learning and studying with them. And that's kind of how I got involved in it. And then, of course, I'm one of those ferocious readers. I read everything and I have to understand everything, how it works, you know. And really what Wicca is at its base is it's a natural healing art. It has to do with herbs and aromatherapy and nature. And that's really what it's about. It's not, you know, it's not magic potions and, you know, and that kind of stuff. It's really about healing.
Dr. Lynn, I'm going to jump in.
You're a fascinating woman, Dr.
I'm going to jump in for a second. And
it's,
you know, Brian and I talk about this. We try and get it out to our listeners around the world, which is why we started the podcast, to give people, you know, unbiased information about health, fitness, wellness, nutrition. And I do believe in my heart of hearts that there is a change, that things are changing a little bit.
A shift.
A little shift. I feel it. I see it a little bit in the fitness and wellness and health industry. And doctors are starting to, you know, be a little more open to hearing, you know, different ideas of healing and
health, not
and health,
fitness.
Right. And
right.
How it's, you know, when people say exercise is medicine, well, no, I don't know if it is medicine, but exercise is a preventative measure that we take to
it's
live
effective.
More healthy lives. What are you seeing? I think what I'm asking is, what is the biggest pushback that you see? Because we obviously realize the importance of eating, you know, natural foods and trying to heal ourselves through nutrition and hydration and movement. What is the biggest pushback that you see?
Well, I would say that, and I'll go back to karma, I'll go back to cause and effect. I think that the biggest problem that we encounter is mental illness. And mental, you know, the mental process. You know, when a person is burnt out, when they're depressed, when they're going down that road, what are the first two things that go? Exercise and diet. Out the window. You know, they can't get off the couch. They stop, you know, the motivation goes. So I think that, you know, if we look at everything, you know, we're always looking at the effect. We're looking at the person who's overweight. We're looking at the person who's lethargic. You know, to get really out there, we're looking at the person who takes a gun and does something brutal. But where is it? What's the cause? The cause, I think we can always draw it back. There is some kind of a mental element there. And I think that, you know, that's unfortunately, we really don't have a good handle on mental health in this country. That's my take.
Does anyone? I mean, are we just behind? I mean, does anyone? Is there, you know, somebody doing it better? I mean, obviously better than us, but, you know, tell us.
Well, I fortunately, I'm one of those very fortunate people who have traveled all over the world. I have seen extreme poverty and I've seen extreme wealth, and I have, there's not too many countries in this world I haven't been to. So I've seen a lot of things. And I think that I wouldn't say that the U.S. is any better or any worse than a lot of countries, maybe more poorer countries. I think that the problem with the U.S. is, in my opinion, and where I'm traveling and when I'm traveling and seeing all these things is, you know, we kind of have an entitlement.
Yes.
We have a lack of appreciation. And, you know, you go to some place like I went on safari in Africa, which was really wonderful, but I also happened to go to Johannesburg. I was in India. I was in the poverty area of India. And, you know, these people, I mean, I saw these women in Africa, and a group had gone in and drilled a well for them, and they put baskets on their head, and they walked for a mile to get fresh water for their family, and they were so grateful.
Right.
And I thought, you know, Americans, if they turn the faucet on and the water isn't immediately hot and they can't take a nice hot shower, they're they're angry for the whole day. I mean, you know, so that's, I think that's it. It's a lack of really appreciating the simple things in life. That's what's important.
And that worldly understanding goes a long way. I mean, I agree with you, that entitlement and that arrogance and the ego of, you know, and the machismo and all that, you know, every macho dude I've ever met is the most insecure, fragile person in the world, right? Like, he ain't hiding much, only to himself maybe, and men and women, you know, and it goes, you know, there's plenty of fronts that we can put on or masks that we wear in order to hide, you know, how we're really doing. But yeah, I just asked that question because I did know that you were, you know, world traveled, and I just thought that, you know, I think that mental illness is, you know, is a, it's not just here, it's everywhere. It's a world issue, you know, and I think that it does. It's just, you know, brought to the forefront, like everything, you know, through, the internet and, you know, our connection that we see with everything, and it's, things are bad all over. And, you know, food and movement and nutrition, we know that it's medicine for that. That's science. That's not to be denied.
That's a great point. I mean, we understand, we know how, you know, the brain works. We know how the chemistry of the body works. And, you know, all of those good, feel good, you know, the serotonin, all of that kind of stuff, dopamine, all that stuff. There's a nutrition base behind it. There's an exercise. You know, we scientifically know this stuff. We just don't implement it because it's real easy to write out a prescription for a drug. It's real easy to get the silver bullet.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, so where does that begin? Obviously, you know, the industries kind of can put us in a headlock with that goes. What about the teachings? What about the training for doctors? And what about, you know, where the source of the information? I think, you know, it can't be the internet. It can't be, you know, me understanding more than them, you know, because after all, I shouldn't have to know more than the people that whose jobs it is to take care of our health and wellness and mental well-being and all those things. You know, where is it lost? Where does it go wrong?
Well, here's my take on this is in my early days in practice, I worked with medical doctors. So we were trying to do, you know, alternative medicine, bringing them together. And this is my take. My take is that when you go to the doctor, let's say you're going and you're depressed and the doctor writes you out a prescription for antidepressants, and maybe, you know, you need that maybe to stabilize. And of course you know, you need the medical profession there. You wouldn't want me doing surgery on you. You wouldn't want me, you know, there's a lot of things you wouldn't want me doing. But where the medical field falls down is at that point, why don't you take the patient and say, okay, now we're going to put you in a health program, a health and fitness program. We're going to work on the diet. I'm going to work on the exercise, and we're going to work on the things that we know naturally can help you alleviate that depression instead of adding more drugs on top and drugs, which, again, I'll go back to what I said very earlier. Drugs are chemicals. They will not rebuild the body. They will not rejuvenate the body. That's not what they're intended to do. That's only good nutrition, and the strength of your body, your balance and everything, is very dependent upon exercise. You know, you gotta exercise, balance, flexibility, and strength every day, or they're going, right?
Right.
So it all comes together. So I would love to, if I could have my wish, every doctor would then have someone that you went to after that you spent some time with, that gave you some lifestyle, you know, health things that you could work on.
My goodness.
Yeah. Imagine.
Karma, I mean, get on that. Let's
seriously,
go.
Seriously. That is.
Can you imagine?
It's so simple to us, right? Well, the three of us sitting here having this conversation.
Well, because the three of us have devoted our lives right. to exactly right. what you just said, Dr. Lynn.
Right.
This is what we do, and this is why we left our, you know, I made it careers, like Brian always says. Both of us were former, you know, we made it corporate. Education.
I'm a recovering mortgage banker, Dr.
That's what we
Lynn.
Call it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I got you. You're in recovery.
I couldn't stand to be there anymore. You know.
I get you. You know, I totally understand all of this. You know, and it's just, you know, it's just as long as you have, you know, doctors, medical doctors, take one class in nutrition through their study.
It's unbelievable.
That's what they take.
Right.
And, you know, and that's not to put them down. They have so much that they study. And I have doctors, I have medical doctors for friends, and I go to them all the time for questions, things that I mm-hmm. can't answer sure. that they can help me with when we work together. But, you know, it's like, you know, there's got to be that second step, and we've missed the second step. And so we wonder why we have mental health problems in this country. Well, you know, half the time, you know, the medication isn't prescribed correctly. People don't take it, you know, and then we just keep tumbling back into that, you know, big hole. So, you know.
And this is honestly what we're touching on, too, is everything seems right now to be headed towards a direction of specialization. That, mm-hmm. you know, where the whole idea of becoming a doctor, going back to the beginning of time, was mm-hmm. you treat everything. Everyone comes mm-hmm. to the doctor for anything from a surgery to having a baby to, you know, having an infection to your foot to your ear. And now, you know, you're not going to go to a podiatrist for plastic surgery. You're not mm-hmm. going to go to a dentist for, you know, some sort of...
Because your hip hurts.
Right. And it kind of boggles my mind because the doctors are starting to specialize. Well, and then it goes into, well, I get it. You know, it would be great if doctors gave, you know, a prescription of medicine or referred right. to the health and fitness. But I also sit back and see, well, I don't want to give, if I was a doctor, I don't want to give my patients to someone who might have gotten trained in exercise in 2 days. At a, you know, and you're like, oh, and then mm-hmm. even for me, as you know, that's how we met. I was doing an arthritis workshop mm-hmm. and that's my specialty. And I tell people, listen, my specialty is not stroke recovery. So right. I would refer to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with fitness. You know, a general mm-hmm. fitness, you know, course might mention a disease, just like mm-hmm. doctors take mm-hmm. one nutrition course. So there's widespread, you know, questioning going mm-hmm. on. And that's the million-dollar question, I think. What do we do from here?
Well, it's like if you look at the field of yoga, you know, I happen to be a certified yoga therapist, and it took a lot of work to become that certified. You know, you have to go through school, and you have to do an awful lot to get there. And, I mean, I've studied for years and years. I made my pilgrimage to India. I have written books on it. I've been doing all of that stuff. So many people get hurt in yoga, in a mm-hmm. yoga class. And the injuries are quite high. And the reason they're high is because there's a lot of people who go to a weekend workshop and call themselves a yoga teacher.
Right.
That's not a yoga teacher. That's someone who learned how to do a downward dog, maybe correctly and maybe not correctly. But, you know, that's what happens. And you guys know, because you're in the fitness field, you understand a lot of people are in the fitness field. They don't do their continuing education. They don't keep their, you know, their certs up. And so what happens is you have a lot of people out there giving misinformation. And I think that it's really, it would be good if our industry too was a little stricter on monitoring that.
I agree. The continuing ed in the fitness industry is a for-profit situation where, you know, the times, like you said, the clock is ticking and I got to do this and it's going to cost me money. And I guess I'll just take those things that I like to do anyway, just to kind of make it easier. You know, like no one's learning anything that they don't want to learn anymore. You mm-hmm. know, and I think that, like you said, you know, learning new things, it overturns some rocks or just, you know, some new leaves or some things that
science changes. How about that?
Well, yeah, there's definitely that. But I think what I'm saying is, like, you know, you got your back to the wall. You got to get your CECs, and I'm just going to take it on nutrition because that's what I'm good at, and I'll probably pass. And mm-hmm. they'll take my money, and that's that. Nobody cares whether it advances any careers. Nobody mm-hmm. cares whether it, you know, it's for profit on one end and for convenience on the other end. I think that if we were made to maybe expand our reach a little bit and take something that, you know, we might not take otherwise, I think that would definitely be a good thing for everybody worldwide.
Well, you know, it also, and, you know, we can circle that all the way back to cause and effect. And I can tell you that when you have – really put the time in and you maintain your credentials. You know, when I go anywhere and I stand up and people look at my background and they understand, you know, there's a different approach than if I didn't have any of this stuff. So the effect is that I'm considered a professional and I'm treated as a professional, but I wouldn't be there if I was just sloughing my way through.
Right.
You know? So to me, it's, you know, the cause and effect. That's how it works, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like it.
Dr. Lynn, please tell all of our listeners right now, I know that you also work with people via Zoom, right, in addition mm-hmm. to your workshops.
True.
Is that all on your website?
Yes, there's a place where they can go, and it's called consultation, and anyone can inquire into a consultation, and I will do that on Zoom. So all they have to do, again, is go to drlynn.com, that's spelled out, drlynn.com, and all of my courses are listed on the homepage. There's a bar across the top where you can go in, and I have books that people can purchase. They can get a consultation, and usually I'll give like a 15-minute free consultation to someone just because, you know, to find out where they're at and what they're looking for and, you know, whether it's a good fit, because, you know, mm-hmm. if it's not a good fit, then it's a waste of everyone's time,
right?
You know, and, you know, because I have people who come, I believe me, people walk in and it's like, okay, Dr. Lynn, I want to lose 30 pounds and I want to lose it now. And I want you to tell me, and it's like, well, it's not going to happen okay. like that.
You need a big saw, and you say, all right, I'm going to cut off your arm. You'll lose 30 yeah. pounds.
Right.
That's cool, you know? Right?
Right? Yeah. No, that's yeah. what you asked for.
Yeah, because, so it has to be, you know, I have to understand, feel that the person is really, you know, I'm not there to take their money. You know,
right.
I'm there to get them. My goal is to get them to the point where they don't need me anymore. Now, that's very strange because that's not what medicine usually does. You want
right.
to keep them paying. But to me, I've achieved my goal. If I can get you up and going and you're independent of me, and you know, then I've achieved what I had needed to achieve. And the money, you know, it always comes around. You know, you're always taken care of in this universe. It's, again, you put it out there, you know, things circle around. You will always be taken care of if you are open like that. And I've always been taken care of. I've been so poor, you guys, I didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to make it. And then something would happen. And, you know, money would come in. And I'd pay the bills, you know. So it always happens. Always happens.
I love this. I agree completely. And you know, it always finds its way. I always found my way. You know, it's always mm-hmm. And when I stopped doing things strictly for money or looking at things in terms of dollar bills, that's when, you know, I flourished. And mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the more reasons why I'm a recovering mortgage banker.
And then but, the universe.
Yeah, that was strictly for money. There was no joy or pride or anything like that. That was like, I'm gonna make this much. But, you know, I just love all this. I love your free consultations. I love your $5 workshop on burnout. look, we want to talk about free healthcare. It's right there, right? It's not free. It's $5. And Starbucks, everyone says the cost of Starbucks. That coffee's gross anyway, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a
yeah.
fan. I'm not a fan of that stuff.
You want to see me talk fast? Give me some Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not good. It's not a good scene.
No, I agree.
All right. Well, we appreciate you greatly. This has been a lot of fun, and we needed this today, right, Christine?
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Always excited.
You guys have been great. You've been a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing this. And, you know, I went and I checked out your website before and read up on the two of you. And you know, my hat goes off to both of you. I think it's great what you're doing. Keep up the good work. You're a lot younger than I am. So you guys are the champions out there. Keep it going, all right?
We're the way we are because of you, though. So don't ever forget that. And and you know what? You need a podcast. The Cause and Effect podcast,
seriously.
I think, right? Right? I mean, it's I just
yeah, well, I'll think about that.
Because it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to just do things like this and get that message out there because you know, you must be heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, guys, for the opportunity. This was great, and I really enjoyed both of you. And I'm sure we will cross paths again.
That's right. We're putting it out in the universe. Get that energy together. I love it.
Slow down, Christine.
That's terrific.
Slow down.
All right.
Yes. All right. Take a breath, everybody.
Deep breaths. That is it.
That's it.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn. And with that said, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And a microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.